This is the CJSN podcast, and I'm Dr. Isaac Hall from the University of Utah with Chirag Parikh from Johns Hopkins University. On behalf of our co-authors, we'll present findings from our study titled Deceased Donor Acute Kidney Injury and BK Polyomavirus in Kidney Transplant Recipients. This is a study that evaluated transplant outcomes in the setting of acute kidney injury, or AKI, in deceased donors at organ procurement. Previous studies have shown that post-transplant BK virus infections are often donor-derived. This common complication contributes to patient morbidity and graft failure. So, Chirag, what was the hypothesis and design?
Based on the limited evidence from mouse AKI models, we hypothesized that donor AKI associates with increased BK virus DNA or viremia in kidney recipients. We reviewed medical records for development of any BK viremia within the first year of transplant in over 1,000 kidney recipients at 13 U.S. centers. Kidneys were transplanted between 2010 and 2013 from 800 donors from five procurement organizations. 26% of transplants were from donors with AKI. Isaac, can you summarize the association of AKI with BK virus?
20% of recipients of donor AKI kidneys developed BK viremia in the first year, compared to 29% of the recipients of kidneys without AKI. Adjusting for donor and recipient factors, including transplant center, donor AKI remained independently associated with 47% lower hazard for BK viremia. We evaluated several subgroups and found no significant effect modifiers of lower risk with donor AKI, including donation after cardiac death and delayed graft function. Since this was unexpected, we wanted confirmation. Chirag will summarize our OPTN results.
To validate these findings and enhance generalizability, we also analyzed the National Organ Procurement Transplantation Network database, also called the OPTN database. Of the roughly 77,000 kidney recipients included in the analysis, 25% received donor AKI kidneys. 272 patients developed graft failure that their centers attributed it to BK virus. Any donor AKI was independently associated with 30% lower hazard for graft failure attributed to BK virus. More severe donor AKI stages 2 and 3 were more strongly associated with 49% and 73% lower hazard, respectively.
In summary, we found that donor AKI was independently associated with lower risk of BK viremia in the first year post-transplant. We noted a similarly lower risk for graft failure attributed to BK virus among transplants of kidneys from donors with AKI in the OPTN database. Our study does not provide any insight on mechanisms. Nevertheless, our findings of lower risk for BK virus complications post-transplant in the setting of deceased donor AKI provide additional reassurance about utilizing these kidneys.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.